Assalamu alaikum warahmatullah. We will be inshallah having a funeral prayer straight after the Jummah prayer. So please do not pray your sunnahs. Jazakumullah khair.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله الله إلى الناس كافة بشيرا ونذيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وتركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك فصلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهديه واستنى بسنته ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أحبتي في الله أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله والإحسان فإن الله مع الذين تقوا والذين هم محسنون. My brothers and sisters, I start by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sending blessings and salutations upon our beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My brothers and sisters, I think all of us have seen and continue to see and are aware of what's happening to the Muslim ummah. The death and the destruction that many of our brothers and sisters are facing, the decimation of lands, the taking of lives, and the unimaginable types of oppression that is being dealt. Gaza, Lebanon, and many other places in the world. This is not something new. Evil regimes and evil tyrants always existed. And they are part of the trial of this dunya. And the sirah, the battle between good and evil, right and wrong, kufr and iman, is something that always existed and always will continue to exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent forth to us a messenger to take us from the many darknesses into the one light of Islam. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. And that messenger's job was لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ النُّورِ, to take mankind out of darknesses and into the light. That responsibility now falls upon his ummah, which is you and I. Every time we see injustice, we see oppression, we see disbelief, we see immorality, it is that darkness. And Islam is the light that is meant to counter it. But as our eyes are focused, and naturally so, on continuous onslaught against the Muslim Ummah, we must not forget that battles are not only ones that are physical, but they are also sometimes ideological. And the battle for the Muslim mind and the Muslim heart is far greater than the one that is with guns and gunpowder and bombs and swords. It is the battle between kufr and iman that we must never lose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not hold the Muslim ummah accountable for being defeated if, as long as that defeat is not ideological. Your iman is your greatest asset. Our iman is our greatest asset and our greatest responsibility, preserving that iman. It is not new that the Muslim ummah feels or is attacked or invaded or whatever you want to call it. Muslim lands have been invaded and they have been repelled. We know the history of colonialism. We know the history of Islam. We know what happened in Mecca and Medina, the Prophet and Quraysh. We know about the Mongol invasions. There are so many examples of the Muslim ummah coming against a threat, sometimes winning, sometimes losing. Allah says in the Quran, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. After Uhud, when the Muslims were defeated, the Sahab and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he lost his beloved uncle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Some days you win, some days you lose. That is the sunnah of Allah, a universal law. This is not something new. And we should accept that and understand that. But the one fight, if you will, that you're never allowed to lose is the one based on aqidah, belief, iman. That's the one that you have to protect. We cannot have, as Muslims, generations after us leaving the fold of Islam, losing their identity, not knowing what Islam is, not holding fast to their deen. This is the danger that we have to keep our eyes on. Wallahi, the mother and the young man and the young boy that is orphaned or widowed or killed in the midst when bombs are being rained on them, if they die saying La ilaha illallah, if they are holding fast to their deen, they are in a better state than the one who is eating and drinking and safe but does not know Tawheed. Is Muslim by name, but does not practice their faith, does not pray, does not uphold the aspects of Islam that we are meant to uphold. This is a far greater defeat and a far greater concern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَيَأْبَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا أَن يُتِمَّ نُورَهُ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. They want to extinguish the light of Allah with their mouths. They speak out against our faith. They call it backwards. They continuously try and create an image of Islam that isn't true. It isn't the first time. Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab did it, and it's being done today. But it did not affect the Sahaba because they were holding fast to their religion. They were happy with their deen. They were happy to accept whatever comes from the Prophet and from Allah. Can we say the same to us and about us? Allah mentions that those that do not believe, do not accept the message of the prophets, that reject the truth, they want everybody to be like them. They wish that you would disbelieve like they have disbelieved and you would all be the same. So the challenge that we have is, how do we protect our deen? How do we ensure that our deen is protected? How do we ensure that our masajid stay full? How do we ensure that our sisters continue wearing the hijab? How do we ensure that we continue to call to Islam? How do we ensure that even as we go far away from our original lands and go to new, as we are here now in the UK or in America or in Australia, or wherever we are, as we continue to live there, that we are spreading the light, the nur of Allah, and people are coming into Islam and Tawheed is being established, not the other way around, where we are eroding our values, losing our deen. This is the danger, my brothers and sisters. And what we have to ask ourselves, how can we ensure that we continue holding on to our deen? Not just ourselves, but our children and their children and their children. That is the priority, and that's what we have to look at. Often, the crisis that the Muslims are in, it takes over our minds and our hearts, and we are so focused on the political. We are so focused on what's happening on a mass scale that if we were to, we forget to look into our homes. Is the Salah being established in our homes? With everything that was happening with Fir'aun and Musa, Allah tells them and tells Musa alayhi salam, وَجَعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ. Ensure that your homes become a qibl, a place of prayer, and establish the Salah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca, the instruction to the Sahaba through oppression was establish the Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises us, وَلَا تَهِنُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not feel despair because of your current circumstances. Because Allah promises, وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ, you will be victorious. But when? إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are truly believers. مُؤْمِنِينَ, iman is not something we just proclaim. It has actions that come with it. أعمال الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات. How is our salah as a community? How is our charity as a community? How is our love for each other as a community? How strong is Tawheed in our hearts? How much do we stay away from sin? These things are so important to the survival of the Muslim Ummah. This is far greater, far more important. And an Ummah does not go away because they have been killed. Even if millions are killed, as long as they are establishing La ilaha illallah, that Ummah survives. In fact, as long as on this earth there are people that are saying La ilaha illallah, Qiyamah will not happen. That's the importance. That's why it's so important that we ensure and spread the message in our homes and outside of our homes. It is nothing new. I earlier gave a brief example of the invasion of the Mongols to the Muslim lands. Do you know how many they killed? Millions. And they did not have bombs like these evil people have today. They were not raining bombs on them. Millions were killed by the Mongols by sword. Family by family, person by person, individual by individual. Until the Euphrates became red with blood. Then they dumped all of the literature of the Muslim Ummah in the Euphrates until historians say it became black with ink. The Muslim Ummah survived. The Muslim Ummah survived because of its ulama, because of the da'wah, because of Tawheed. To the point where the grandsons of Genghis Khan, they became Muslim. And the Mongols themselves started being part of the nur I mentioned earlier. That is the power of da'wah. That is the power of Islam. That is the power of practicing Islam in your home. That is how you win. That is the victory. That is the victory Allah talks about. When Allah says, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهَ يَنْصُرُكُمْ. When you stand up for what Allah has told us to stand up for. When you give nasr to Allah's laws and Allah, the values Allah has set and the religion that Allah has given us, Allah will shower us with His mercy and give us victory. That's why it's important to look inward. That's why it's important that as much as we are concerned about what's happening in the world from a mass scale, from a political perspective, and we have to feel for our brothers and sisters, look at your own homes, look at your own self, look at your front yard, look at yourself, and how involved are you in ensuring the revival of this ummah from a deen perspective. We are now in unprecedented times as it comes to the ignorance of the ummah. To the point where the institutions that are meant to educate the ummah, educate them on the love of the Quran. We become happy when we have a hafiz that have memorized the Quran, 114 chapters. We are happy and we have banquets and we celebrate. But that same hafiz does not understand a word of the Quran because we have now
completely abandoned the learning of the Quran. Forget the Arabic language. There is a disconnect between all of us and the Book of Allah. You come to Jum'ah, you come to Salah, the Imam is reciting, you do not understand a word of what the Imam is saying. How are we meant to revive the Ummah when we have absolutely no care for the deen, for Islam? It's all lip service. Lip service. How much ibad are we doing? How much salah are we doing? How much are we educating our children about their deen? How much history do we know? This is what revives the Ummah. Aqeedah, belief. The Sahaba were a few in number, but they had character, they had resilience, they had sabr. All of that came from the deen. This is why it's important, my brothers and sisters, that if we want, and we all want it, to ensure future generations uphold La ilaha illallah, then we must change the way we think. We must change what we prioritize. We must ensure that the generations that are coming are, and that we are raising in our homes, are those that prioritize their deen over everything else, that prioritize their ibadah over everything else. This is how the Muslim Ummah wins, by going back to its roots, by going back to its deen. And that is the more important frontier and battle that we are in, ideological, building the iman to be able to stand up against all sorts of dhulumat, darknesses. Whether those darknesses are atheism, or those darknesses are other types of kufr, or those darknesses are polytheism, or any number of darknesses. من الظلمات إلى النور. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ignite that light in our hearts. May Allah make us among those that carry it, and generations after they continue to carry it. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us in protecting this deen for our homes and our families, and preserving it, and also spreading it to those that do not have it, as it is our mission. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. My beloved brothers and sisters, like I mentioned in the beginning of the khutbah, our deen is our greatest asset. It is that which we inherited from our forefathers, and that which our children inherit from us. It is that which we have inherited from the prophets. It is that which will keep us upright. It is that which will protect us in this dunya. It is that which will protect us in the hereafter. It is our deen. So, if that is our highest priority, and it is through that and by the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will gain victory in this world and the next world. Let us take it seriously. And when I say let us take it seriously, I want you to keep a number of things in mind. Let us take the learning of the deen seriously. I've said this many times, and many other scholars have said this, but please apply this. Take the learning of the deen seriously. Because if you do not take it seriously, your children will not take it seriously. And if you don't know your deen, you already stopped yourself from the ability to spread it. You can't spread, you can't propagate, you can't teach that which you do not know. Nor are you able to continue raising generations that act upon it. So learn your deen. There are plenty of programs and plenty of opportunities available, many in this very masjid. That's the first message to me, to all of you. Take learning your deen seriously as adults, as mothers and fathers and grandfathers, and also the learning of the deen of your children. Secondly, take the practice of the deen seriously as well. There is no point learning something that you do not practice. It is all about our amal. Allah says in the Quran, وَأَن لَيْسَ الْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. It is not about what you know, it's about what you do. Take the practice of your deen seriously. Read more adhkar on a daily basis. Pray more. Build your iman. And repent from the many sins that you are engaged in. Build your iman up. It is through strengthening your iman, you are able to live by this deen. And when all of our imans grow higher, more barakah comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We become a better ummah as a result of it. So take practicing your deen seriously. And something, add one, two things this week. whether it's reading a portion of the Quran with tadabbur and understanding, whether it's maybe increasing the nafal prayers that you do, whether it's coming to the masjid once or twice more than you usually do, something practical from this Jum'ah, make a decision. Whether it's sending salawat upon the Prophet on a more regular basis, it doesn't matter what it is, my brothers and sisters. We have to continue improving. Practice, practice, practice. Amal, amal, amal. We have to be an ummah that practices deen. Thirdly, my brothers and sisters, is that we strive to get closer as an ummah, as a community. There's too many things that are dividing us. There's way too many things that are dividing us. I'm not going to delve into details, but as an ummah, we are required to get closer to each other and to build that care and that love between us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers his rahmah and mercy those that love each other for the sake of Allah. May Allah make us among those. And finally, continue to be aware of the different ways that we are being targeted as a ummah. It is not only that you look at it from the political and you look at the faraway lands where Muslims are being oppressed. May Allah alleviate the oppression and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deal with the oppressors. But also, my brothers and sisters, in our front yard, right outside of our homes, the schools, what's happening there, the way we are, what we are learning, what our children are learning, what's happening, their friends, everything. You have to be aware. You have to be aware, because if one person deviates, it should harm all of us. And if one person comes back to the Sirat al-Mustaqim, it should make all of us joyous and happy, because in the end of the day, we are one body and we are one ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid us and protect us. صلوا على نبيكم أمركم الله تعالى حيث قال إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ورضي اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم لا تفرق جمعنا هذا إلا بذنب مغفور وسعي مشكور وعمل متقبل مبرور اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. I believe there's a janazah right after the salah, inshallah ta'ala. Please so be aware. Barakallahu feekum.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا اعتدلوا تراصوا سدوا الخلل بارك الله فيكم. Please make sure you stay in the rows. Close the gaps. Make space for each other. Those of you that are outside, please ensure that you are facing the Qibla, please. Barakallahu feekum. Stawu. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر.
سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah ta'ala, we'll be praying the janazah prayer on our brother Abdurrahman Ilmi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the highest place of Jannah. May Allah make his questioning easy for him. May Allah allow us to be among those that truly reflect upon death and change their ways and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kafa bil mawti wa'idha. Everyone is familiar with the janazah prayer. Four takbirat, inshallah ta'ala. The first one recites Surah Al-Fatiha. The second one sends salawat upon the Prophet. Third one, we make dua for the deceased. And then the fourth one, we finish off with the salam, inshallah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters, just some quick announcements, inshallah ta'ala. Today we'll be having our seerah class, as usual, by Sheikh Mustafa Abrayyan, straight after Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala. Also, we will have our first lecture tomorrow, the first lecture of the series entitled Easygoing Muslim, delivered by Ustad Yusuf Jangir, straight after Maghrib, inshallah ta'ala. Wa jazakumullahu khair.